I'm going to try and keep my remarks relatively brief so that we have plenty of time for questions and answers. Impact. What's the point of a life if you don't have some kind of impact? At least that's how we all start out. By the time you get to my age, this isn't going to happen so much anymore. It's just good still to be alive. But the particular type of impact we are here to talk about is the impact that arises ultimately in the long term, somehow via black box from academic research. And part of the reason for thinking about that is so that we can justify to our fellow citizens, taxpayers, and our government representatives that the money spent on our activities is money well spent. Now, impacts, obviously, as I attended the last session, this sort of the vitriolic Sweeney Fest that arose, and it's obviously clear that even at this late stage, with the deadline coming in 2014, there's an awful lot of fuzziness still around the idea of impact. It's a one word that means lots of things to lots of different people, and not quite sure even yet whether we measure it or assess it or write stories about it, whether that's going to be enough. So it's a concept that's a bit fuzzy. No one in that previous session defined the units of measurement. I don't know whether it's meters or I'm a physicist by training, so we've always taught to talk about defining the units of something, whether it's people, whether it's citations, whether it's impact factors. Actually, I'll tell you the answer to that one straight away, it isn't. And so it ends up being a difficult thing to get hold of, and there's always the recurrent danger that anything you try to measure sort of changes as you try to capture it. So is a bird in a cage the same as one flying in the air? There's another philosophical question for you that I think we might ponder. But I do want, even again, to sort of push back on the impact agenda a bit, only so that you keep the discussion open and keep questioning amongst ourselves what it is we mean by impact, and so that that discussion even goes on with the public and even with our government representatives. Now, we're talking about open access, and the question before us is open access a driver to our impact? Is impact a driver for open access? Is open access a driver for impact? Doesn't really matter that I've forgotten, because fundamentally it goes both ways. I don't think there's any doubt that part of the government's agenda in terms of impact fits quite nicely with its initiatives on open access. But at the same time, I think then the rise of the open access movement, which is certainly in this country at least also partly independent, of course, of government.